This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Hello and welcome to our show, where we try to answer all your retirement questions. Jeff and Camille are a father-daughter legacy team right here in Sacramento. You know, we talk about the risks of things that happen in retirement, and they have developed some excellent strategies so that your retirement can stand above the rest, just like the name of their firm, Monolith Financial. So happy to have you along with us. Hello to you both, Jeff and Camille.
Well, hello, and I love you brought up the name Monolith Financial, which is a large, solid rock standing above everything else. And it was actually my wife that came up with that, and I thought, that's what your finances want to be, right? Is a large, solid structure rising above everything else.
Exactly. Love it. I love the name.
Yeah, I love it. And it's always fun when people ask, you know, where did Monolith come from? Because it is a really fun story to share that. And it always gets a, you know, nice little chuckle too, just kind of like, yeah, you know, in agreement. So I love that. And I'm so glad that you guys are here listening to us today, because today we're going to be talking about how policymakers are holding steady on interest rates, which means there's still a window of opportunity to take advantage of today's higher interest rate environment. So Jeff and myself and Luann, we are going to be talking through moves you can consider to make with your money if you aren't taking advantage of today's higher rates. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Monolith Money Show. I'm Camille Butterfield. And before we get started, let's go ahead and take some time and write down this very important phone number that you can use to call us anytime. You can also text this number. It's 916-884-2584. And you can text the word VISIT to schedule a 15-minute retirement-ready phone call with Jeff or myself so we can help put you on a great path towards retirement. That number again is 916-884-2584. And our website is monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com.
All right, and let's get into this. So yeah, the Federal Reserve recently voted to hold interest rates steady. They've scaled back, you know, on what they were thinking about doing for reductions later this year. So what are some opportunities, Jeff, that we need to know about while these interest rates are still higher?
Well, a huge opportunity, and we've really been taking advantage of it for our clients, is the interest rates rose so quickly. And we've never seen them go from a bank paying less than 1% to banks now paying, let's say, 5%. That's a 500% incline. So think about it when it comes to your income. And we do a lot of income planning with people, and we do use annuities for income planning. And we've been, over the last year and a half or more, looking at our clients that were turning on these income annuities. And we're really stressing every listener out there, if you have not taken a look, if you have an annuity, it doesn't matter what type it is, if you have not just checked in to see, can I get better rates of return? Can I get better income if that's what I was going to use it for? You need to check in. Just pick up the phone and give us a call at 916-884-2584. And it can be a 10, 15 minute call and say, hey, I've got this annuity. Let me know, is there anything I can do better? Who does not want more interest or more income?
Yeah, exactly. I think we all would say, yeah, give me more. Give me more money. Give me more of my own money.
More. Yeah.
This is the Monolith Money Show. So happy to have you along. All right. So Camille, how do you guys help people avoid making too many moves with their money, or you know, making those knee-jerk reactions when they hear about new opportunities?
You know, we have a lot of experience in this arena because there's always, you know, these bright, shiny new objects going on. And so a lot of times we're saying, hey, let's sit down, let's discuss, let's kind of do a deep dive. Because what some people don't realize a lot is maybe there's this big fancy bonus, but they don't exactly understand how it's going to affect the way they get their monies over time. Or they're comparing it against a newer product, but they were really kind of just sold some things they don't understand in depth, you know, how to access your money. If you start accessing your money, does something get taken away? Fees, things of that nature. If, you know, their income is going to grow, if it's going to just stay the same. So there's a lot of things to consider. And so a lot of times we sit with people, and one of the biggest things we do here at Monolith is we're not only going to sit with you and discuss different opportunities, we're also going to give you the pros and cons, because there really is no perfect product out there or investment. But realistically, it's how do these investments or products work for you and your plan? And that's why so much of our process and our planning really focuses on what's the goal, what's the purpose of this money? Because when you can define that and you know, okay, I've got X amount that I put aside to go ahead and generate me income for life, it's so much easier to understand why we've chosen something to work in that way. And so you understand, hey, I know this is going to give me X. I understand, you know, there's fees. I understand, you know, how it grows, things like that. And then you may have some other monies that are put aside for that growth or to help with inflation, to add more income, or there's a pot that's there for those fun things like travel, or you may want to gift to family members. We spend a lot of time understanding who you are and what you want your retirement plan to look like. Because, and I say this a lot, I actually just said this to a client the other day, and I was going, you know, the biggest thing we do is you tell me, hey, Camille, I want to make chocolate chip cookies. Well, if you want to make chocolate chip cookies, I better not be bringing out some sprinkles to help make chocolate chip cookies. You know, I need to have chocolate chips. So it's all about what needs to go into your recipe for retirement. And that's truly what we do. And that really helps people stop from making knee-jerk reactions, because we're able to go, hey, this pot of money was set for income planning. This is the way it's going to work. Does this make sense to you? And sometimes people hear a lot of, I'm going to say, noise out there, whether it's on social media, sometimes friends, and we really like to compare ourselves. But what we forget is we can't really compare someone to us as an individual, because we are individuals and we all need a plan, or we need different things in life. So it's important to kind of go, how does this affect me? Does this still make sense for me? Is this going to get me on track to where I want to be?
Jeff, why don't you lead us into some strategies that could help us navigate these unknowns? Like, you know, what's going to happen with the economy in the future, or taxes? We have no idea. We have no idea where interest rates will be.
And what's kind of amazing is a lot of people, when they do their financial planning, they don't first look at where we are now and what advantages we could take over, let's say, this next year. So we still have quite a few months left in the year that you can do planning on what your tax bill will be on this year. And it's amazing how many people just take a box full of receipts and stuff in, or they fill out this form for their tax preparer and it has all their stuff in it for the year, but it's after the year's over. You really need to go see a tax planner and talk to people that are saying, hey, you can take advantage of this year. You could take advantage of maybe doing Roth conversions this year, because your tax bracket's in such a place that you could pay maybe only like 12% federal. And we know these tax rates are going to what's called sunset in 2026. So we don't know basically what's going to be going on. We really don't know what's going on this year in this political world. I mean, it's gotten so crazy out there. And who do you believe now?
Right.
I mean, my gosh, you can't even believe the people in your own party would be really crazy. And we know most politicians fudge on what they say, but this has gotten just crazy. We want, you know, somebody leading our country that actually, well, I'll just use an analogy. We use a lot of money managers, and I could not imagine if the money managers were using weren't managing the money anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Who's doing the managing of the money? So it's a situation where we're very fortunate. We do have a group that watches over the groups we use. So we're very familiar with what's going on and we're kept up to date. I mean, day by day, week by week, month by month, we're kept up to date what's going on with your money. So it's really understanding where your money's being invested and how it's invested. So we're here to help you understand all that, but be frank and honest and let you be educated about what you're doing. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help educate you, help make you knowledgeable and understand your retirement. Call us now, 916-884-2584.
It is time for us to get into our Monolith Money Show mailbag questions. So I'm going to direct this first one to you, Jeff. You okay with this? Kicking it off?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, here we go. First question. This comes from Brian. And he says, my wife has never worked since her health has always given her issues. Can she claim benefits based on my record? And how could that affect my own benefits? I'm talking Social Security here. Yeah.
I was going to say, so first of all, Brian, what benefits are we talking about?
I'm pretty sure Social Security.
Do you have a pension? Well, did you include her in your pension? Mm. But if we're talking to Social Security, most definitely. So that's one of the biggest things that we talk about is how and when to collect your Social Security benefits. Camille has done extensive education on that. And so right in our office, you have one of the top advisors that can sit with you and go over that and help you decide. And it's not just about how do we get the most now or how do we get the most if we live to age 100. It's about how is that part of your overall plan. So it's really about sitting down and going, okay, well, first of all, Brian, you're going to have to start taking Social Security before she can get half of your Social Security. And then half of your Social Security depends upon, well, how old is she when she takes it? And oh, by the way, it's also how old were you when you took yours? So they don't make it easy for you, but we make it easy for you making the right decisions because guess what? We go over all of these things for you so that you and your wife can now decide, hey, when does it make good sense to take it? A lot of times we'll talk about, well, let's say you get $3,000 a month and let's say she'd get $1,500 a month. Well, do you want to wait until 70 or would you rather start taking it now while you're at full retirement age and have it for, let's say, 4 or 5 years and enjoy it while you're younger and you can enjoy it? And most people are like, yeah, we want to enjoy it when we're in our late 60s or early 70s. We don't want to break even when we're 82 years old. So it's really about sitting with you, Brian, and your wife and understanding what's the right benefit. But yes, there are benefits for her.
Okay. Very, very good. Love it. And if you have questions, if you want to go in and talk to Jeff and Camille, they would love to help you out and get some one-on-one consultation there. 916-884-2584 is the number to call or text the word visit to that number. Okay, Camille, this one's for you. This is from Mel. And he says, I was just reviewing my pension plan and the option I chose when I was a new employee might not provide much for my wife if I die before her. Is there anything I can do to make this right? Or is there anything I can set up so she can still have income if I die first?
Well, Mel, the first thing I would say is if you aren't already receiving those elections, I would definitely reach out to the current company and we're happy to do this with you here in the office and just go, hey, I'm now maybe married. Can I make any changes since I'm not yet receiving it? If you are receiving your pension, typically there's not much you can do there. But when you had said the question, is there anything I can set up so she can still have income if I die first? Well, there's a few different options. One of the options we can do is actually use a life insurance policy so that when you were to pass away, there is a tax-free benefit to her that she could use to help supplement her income there and make up for the loss of losing your pension. One of the big things about that is now Your pension, well, that was probably about 100% taxable. And now that life insurance is tax-free to her. The other part we can do to make sure she's got income for life is we can set up her own pension, a self-directed pension for her. That's where we look at these income fixed index annuities a lot of times, is to say, hey, we don't have a pension set up for this person or this family. Let's go ahead and do that. Because one of the most incredible things so many of our families love is to have that guaranteed income. One of the things I stress a lot about is I don't want the market to dictate your lifestyle living expenses and have you decide, hey, I can't do this because the market took a dive. So we can definitely look and say, hey, let's look at all the rest of your assets, Mel and your wife, and let's go ahead and put together a plan so that should you pass away first, that your wife is well taken care of and she can still maintain and continue living a wonderful retirement life. So Mel, give us a call. That way we can go ahead and we can walk you through your different options. We've helped so many other families just like you in this situation come up with a plan that can work for both of you, regardless of what happens to one person first. Give us a call. That number is 916-884-2584. And I can't wait to help you and your wife have a comfortable, confident retirement plan.
All right. Yes. Remember, this is a complimentary visit, whether you go in person or a phone conversation. You could also text the word visit 916-884-2584 and check them out on their website too. There's great information there at your fingertips. MonolithFinancial.com. We're digging into our Monolith Money Show mailbag today and pulling out some questions from retirees. Here's one from Leanne. And Camille, I'll give this one to you. She says, I found a box of statements when I was cleaning out our closet, and I realized I have no idea just how much money is in our accounts. I just manage the checking account because I pay the bills, but I really don't know much else about what my husband is managing. What should I do?
Well, the first thing, Leanne, you're not alone. This has happened to many different spouses where one person takes charge of the finances. So the first thing I'd say is, you and your husband or your spouse, you really need to sit down and, number one, have a conversation. It's really important that both parties understand what they have, because we don't know who's going to go first. And if, unfortunately, you're the one who's left and you don't know what else is out there, well, that could lead to some potential mistakes because you don't know what's been going on. Maybe, you know, how things are invested, where all the money is too. So who do you contact? So that would be the first thing, is to have a conversation, but then also is set up an appointment, come in, have a discussion with us, because it's really important that you guys both understand how does the money work for both of you. I have sat with so many families, Jeff has too, where a lot of times we're sitting with one person and they go, oh, this person, they don't really care. They don't get involved in any of the finances. I just tell them, you know, what's going on. And we really stress that it's important for both parties to be there, because we want to make sure that not only do they understand our planning and why we've put together things for them, but also we want to make sure that you're being heard too, and that we're understanding that this fits you and your goals too. So when we sit down and we create a plan, we're going to put everything laid out so you know exactly, hey, where are our accounts? What are these monies doing? How am I going to access them? What are the tax ramifications? Things like that. So Leanne, give us a call. Text that word visit to 916-884-2584, and let's start figuring out how we can make sure that both of you understand and you're in agreement of a retirement plan that fits you both.
Love it. Okay, good deal. Now, this next question kind of has to do with this topic. It's from Kent. We've been discussing our retirement plans. I'm wondering when's the optimal time to start planning for long-term care. Is this something I should have started thinking about earlier?
Well, first of all, the best time is before you need it, right?
True.
So it's one of those things. When do you start planning for retirement? Well, hopefully way before you're ready to retire. When do you get fire insurance? Before the fire happens.
Yeah.
But people have to understand, what does long-term care really cover. It's basically if you can't, in most cases, not all, but if you can't do two of the active daily living functions. And I got to say, I mean, I've been in this business a long time, and I have seen people that have gotten in car accidents and can't do two of the active daily living mm-hmm. functions, and they're in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. Mm-hmm. So it's really never too early. But with what we're seeing today and the number of people that are using long-term care facilities and the number of facilities that are going up, it's never too early to make it part of your retirement plan. So when should you get a retirement plan? When you start making money, when you start having extra money to put away, when you start putting money into a 401k, that's when you should start a retirement plan. So we're talking, even if you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, you should go ahead and give us a call. I was just on a vacation. I was in a van going from the airport to the rental car place. And there was, I'll call him a kid that was 20 years old. We start talking. He goes, what do you do? And I said, financial planner and stuff. He goes, I can ask you a question. I got extra money or not. What should I do? I said, start a Roth IRA. He goes, really? I said, if you start a Roth IRA now, it starts a five-year clock, which then after 5 years, the money you put in, you could actually use that to buy a house, buy a car. You could actually use that money. He goes, I never knew that. And his dad was in the back seat and he goes, Dad, did you know that? It's never too early to start planning. And it's never too early to give us a call at 916-884-2584. We are here to help you answer questions and get your plan on the right track. 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.